Exclusive: Anthony Fauci, Rochelle Walensky meeting raises question of outside influences on federal vaccine mandate. By Sean Moran on September 23, 2021. A meeting in March with Dr. Anthony Fauci and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Director Rochelle Walensky raises questions of outside influences regarding President Joe Biden's federal vaccine mandate, Breitbart News has learned exclusively. Breitbart News obtained a draft of the principals' meeting on COVID-19 response on March 22, which Walensky and Fauci attended, as well as other members involved in the Joe Biden administration's response to the coronavirus pandemic. The Americans for Public Trust, APT, received the document through a Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, request through the Department of Education. The meeting details how principals, which would appear to include Fauci and Walensky, will consider the following core principles outlining the federal approach to verification developed by deputies. The principles include no federal mandate for vaccines, and no federal vaccine credentials. The document reads on page 24. No federal mandate. There will be no federal mandate, statute or regulation, for vaccines or vaccine credentials. The federal government may require credentials for its own operations and activities, such as international port of entry checks or workplace safety for federal employees. No federal credentials. There will be no federally created or issued vaccine credentials or vaccine credential solutions for universal use across the country, i.e., no federal database of individual vaccine records and no federal vaccine passports. Instead of instituting a federal vaccine mandate, the draft memo notes that principals will review a proposed approach to vaccination verification that promotes private sector development verification tools that meet USG identified guidelines. The memo continues, under the proposed approach, the federal government neither develop the proof of vaccination and vaccination verification tools, nor mandate a single technological standard. The high-ranking official's affirmation that they would not pursue a federal vaccine mandate in March serves as a stark contrast between Biden's announcement last week that they would establish a federal vaccine mandate for government employees, federal contractors, and corporations with over 100 employees. Biden appeared to tease a federal vaccine mandate in late July, saying he would like to see it move in that direction. During his announcement on September 9 on why he would institute the widespread vaccination mandates, Biden said, "This is not about freedom or a personal choice. It's about protecting yourself and those around you," he added. The 46th president also lectured unvaccinated Americans for refusing to take the vaccine. "We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin," Biden said. When asked by CNN reporter Caitlin Collins why the Biden administration instituted a federal vaccine mandate after saying they would not, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the administration did not anticipate there would be such opposition to the vaccines. Caitlin Sutherland, the executive director of the Americans for Public Trust, APT, told Breitbart News in an interview Wednesday that even though the document obtained by Breitbart News is in draft form, it shows that government health officials put in writing an emphatic no vaccine mandate policy. Sutherland said, "We would like to know, potentially, what outside influences may have changed this guidance because, as you know, we already know that DC was influenced and even threatened by teachers' unions on school reopening and mask guidance. I think we deserve answers on whether or not there are outside forces behind this. Again, another change in guidance from the administration." Fox News reported in September that the CDC appeared to tighten its mask guidance in schools after receiving threats from the National Education Association, NEA, one of the country's most powerful teachers' unions. The report led to Republicans such as Representative Jim Jordan, RO, the ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee, and Representative James Comer, RKY, the ranking member of the House Oversight and Reform Committee, demanding an investigation into the teachers' union's influence on the CDC guidelines. She said this document raises questions about what might have influenced the draft change from the March document and September's vaccine mandate. Sutherland said that the APT has been diligently requesting documents from the Biden administration, which has revealed that the administration's public policies are often contrary to what is presented to the public. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3. Principals and Deputies COVID-19 Meeting March 22, 2021 52, by Breitbart News on Scribd.